apocalyptic Charlton Heston. More cynical and clammy than Western Heston, or Moses Heston, or even Judah Ben-Hur Heston, apocalyptic Heston is anti-epic, much less likely to strike the Northwestern University-trained acting school pose, that smug, you'll soon find out I'm the hero of this picture pose, remnant from the age of Barrymore and Fairbanks. Apocalyptic Heston is a scavenger, a roamer, a duke gone rogue, cut loose from the hero's code by rampant, empirical, planet-devouring capitalism, and spun into his own oxygen-depleted, hyper-Darwinian filmic orbit. Apocalyptic Heston has little of the sonorous America First Bible recitation Heston of his later years. Even the rifle-raising, pry it, I dare you from my cold, dead fingers, NRA Heston, for all its Republican posturing, wouldn't survive in a room with apocalyptic Heston, whose deadly do-right chin is bruised, stubble-covered, and weary of humanity's death-loving hubris. He may be lugging a weapon, but it's clear from the haphazard way it's slung over his shoulder that it doesn't have a name. He only cleans it because there's nothing else to do and no one to talk to. They've all been swallowed up by the great earthquake, crushed into protein-rich crackers, or ravaged by mutant cells no immune system but his could battle. It's not that he's lost his humanity, but he has dropped the now burdensome and obsolete load of decorum required by the late great Western civilization. He can still fall to his knees in the sand, shedding tears of rage and sadness for what's been lost. But the camera is very far away, and the sobs are drowned out by the elegiac strains of Mantovani's violin-heavy score. Indeed, absent Cecil B. DeMille production values, apocalyptic Heston has his own brand of sweaty 1970s CinemaScope appeal, but no Orange County nomination committee would ask him to run for office. No AFI tributes for him. No tuxedos or red carpet strolls. No late-night TV guest appearances with amusing behind-the-scenes anecdotes. Not even Michael Moore would dare satirize him. For fear of apocalyptic Heston's nothing left to lose reprisal. Alzheimer's wouldn't dare stalk him. Apocalyptic Heston's long goodbye is a medium shot at dusk. He's standing alone on the rubble heap of a Malibu mansion, turning over chunks of chimney debris with his steel-toed boot. Don't expect him to wave as the camera cranes back and the credits roll. His eyes are fixed on some faraway vanishing point on the horizon, lit by the lavender atmospheric pollution that gives this finale its tragic luster as the painted cyclorama sun sinks slowly into the Pacific.